Aleichem's sweetest friend. This shir should be a schus for Mar's Hannah Mary and Bas Chana. She should have her refuah shleima. And for Avraham Mordechai ben Nechagittel and Simcha ben Nechagittel, they should both be zochet to Simcha ba'avodas Hashem. We are learning in Maimer Nun Aleph in the Pachad Yitzchak, a kortza Maimer, a short Maimer, and the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach. We know that the world was created with Asara Ma'amaros, and the Torah was given at Har Sinai with Aseres HaDibros. There are 10 utterances with which the world was created, and then there are 10 commandments with which the Torah was given. Now, when dealing with the Asara Ma'amaros, none of them talk about Torah and Mitzvahs. The 10 utterances aren't about Torah and Mitzvahs, they're about the Yishavus Olamos, the creation of the worlds. However, there is an exception to this rule, and that is that in the Maimer Yehi Ma'oros, it mentions the word Lemoadim. This talks about, in Parashas Bereishis, the Moadim, the holidays that in the future Moshe will be giving to the Jewish people. So we see an inyan of Torah and Mitzvahs which found its way into the Asara Ma'amaros. The Mahalach is as follows. Just like we know there's something called Bris Sinai on the Kiyum of Divrei Torah, so too there is Bris Noach on the Kiyum of Imros Bereishis. It says in the pasuk, "Old kol yemei aretz zera v'katzir v'kar v'chom v'kaitz v'chorav v'yom v'layla lo yishbosu," that nature, the planting and the reaping, the cold and the warm, the summer and the winter, the day and the night will not stop. It goes constantly. So that's the bris Noach, and that doesn't stop. We know that the bris of Torah is higher and deeper than the bris of Noach, the bris of Sinai, but it's not a contradiction. However, there's one exception to this rule, and the exception to this rule is the Kedushas Hazmanim. In the Bris of Noach, it says, Lo Yishbosu, Ben Noach Sheshavas Chayev Misa. They are not allowed to rest. If you're a member of the Bris Noach, you're not allowed to rest on Shabbos. In Bris Sinai, we are Mechadesh, a Shvisa, to those who are a member of this Bris, both in, when you have Kedushas Hazmanim, when you have the Kedusha of Shabbos and Moed, we know that a Jew must rest on his holiday, and for a Ben Noach it's Aser to rest. And it emerges then that even though normally Bris Sinai is enclosed within the Bris of Bereishis, or it's elevated above the Bris of Bereishis, nevertheless, in this Nakud of Kedusha Smanim, it's Pashit Mevatel the Bris Bereishis. The Bris Bereishis says, you're not allowed to be Shoves, and comes along to Kedusha Smanim and says, no, that you must be Shoves for the Jewish people. And therefore we say that in all of the mitzvahs we don't feel as much as we do in the Kedusha Smanim, that as Velt, Sefolt, Kedet Sumachen, and Ort, Far Kedusha Azoy V in Kedushas Hazmanim. So we see that the Kedushas Hazmanim has a special place in the world that's even Mevatel, the regular Derech of the world. It has to make a place for Kedusha. In other words, the world says, the Kedusha, the Chitzoniya says, Teva says, keep going, Lo Yishbosu, you're not allowed to rest. Every day you must plant and you must sow and you must be busy. But on Shabbos and Yontif, we are mevatel that, and we stop doing any labor. So here the Bris of Sinai is mevatel the Bris of Bereishis, of Noach, of Bnei Noach. And parallel to this special nature of the Kedushas Hazmanim comes the Chiddush that only in Kedushas Hazmanim we have a place in the Gufa Ma'amaros of Ma'ase Bereishis. In other words, those Ma'oros that are made to separate between day and night, and about them it says, Yom V'layla Lo Yishbosu, and therefore they negate completely the concept of resting. Those very same Ma'oros are going to change their nature, their job, and they are going to be Mechayiv Kviyus Shvisus Mo'adim, they're going to be Mechayiv Astavi Koveya, times for resting. And this is where the Bris of Mamat Sinai is built on the destruction of the Bris of Ma'ase Bereishis. So it's very beautiful that within the Bris of Ma'ase Bereishis we have this concept of Kedushas Zmanim, Lemoadim, and this Kedushas Zmanim finds its way into the Bris of Bereishis, because it's the only kind, the only time we find that the Bris of Sinai is mevatel the Bris of Bereishis. So since it's mevatel, since it's stronger, it makes its way into the Bris Bereishis, and says, and it's mevatel that Bris, and it says, no, Yishbosu, you should be resting, even though the Bris Bereishis says not to rest. But here come the Moadim and say that one must rest. What was the very first mitzvah that given to the Jewish people? Obviously, Kiddush HaChodesh, that we're Mekadesh the Chodesh, and that is what is Mekadesh, ultimately, the Moadim. And we're saying that these Maoros that in the Bris of Noach are the Shoresh for not resting, now they are going to be the root of being Kovei, the Kedusha of resting. So this is the spiritual root of that special attitude that the Chachmei Avoda feel, that their whole Avodas Hashem revolves around the Kedushas Zmanim and the Moadim, because this is what most expresses our difference and separation from nature, the world, and the Bnei Noach. Beautiful, Rafutner concludes, V'day Lemevin, Hilo Nitan, Lehisparesh Yoser. It's enough if you understand, I cannot explain anymore. But we see from here this very beautiful nature of the Moadim, how they are Mevatel, the Bris Noach, and that is what makes us, defines us as Jews, that there is the Makom HaPrisha, this place of veering off from the Bris of Bereishis and going into our very own special world of Bris Sinai. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.